Yo, there's a disease called COVID blowing up, but it's not killing kids. That's why on the design, got the lemur, it's mine. COVID, what COVID, what COVID, what COVID.
The bliss of the abyss.
Once upon a time in a land far away, a poor farmer and his wife lived all alone. They were very lonesome.
The Abyss
with Robert Newmark Jones.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Bliss of the Abyss, featuring your host, the one, the only, the two, the only, Robert Newmark Jones, Ruskin, Denmark. That's me. Hello, welcome to the show. How are we doing out there, internet users, people from the net, people in the world, people made of dust, people made of hope, people made of dreams. How the bloody hell are you this week? I'm doing great. Oh, I'm doing really good. Thanks for asking. Thank you very much for asking. I'm doing really well. Happy birthday to you. This week, what I learned is that the song Happy Birthday did not start out as the song Happy Birthday. It did not start out as Happy Birthday. It started out as a song called Good Morning to All. Don't you remember that? Don't you know that? Good morning to you, good morning to you, good morning, dear children, good morning to all. Yeah, that's what Happy Birthday is. I got interested in this because my neighbours, who are Nigerian, were singing Happy Birthday to some of their friends. Well, some of their friends or just one person? I don't know. I just overheard it. And they had a completely different melody, similar lyrics, but it was like, happy, happy, happy birth, birthday, happy, happy, happy birth, birthday, something like that. And I was like, that's weird. Because, you know, in some other but in some other languages, like Spanish is Feliz Cumpleaños, right? It's still the same melody. But then, obviously, there's other melodies and other songs. And there's, of course, the Stevie Wonder song, which is obviously the best. but then Happy Birthday to You is not what it was originally called. It was just a song saying good morning to a load of kids in school. And then Happy Birthday first appeared actually in print in 1912 with the combination of the song and the lyrics. It was weird, right? And yeah, there's that famous thing that the copyright for the song still has to be paid in some places. In the US, the copyright for the song Happy Birthday does not expire until 2030, and unauthorized public performances of the song are illegal unless royalties are paid. So, and for like a single use, to do it once is like $700. So it's probably the highest earning song in history. Good news for us European Union. Well, are we still in there? Should I just say us European people? The copyright expired on the January the 1st of 2017. I think it's so funny that you weren't allowed to sing Happy Birthday to You in public until really recently. I think people trying to claim copyright for things is one of the grossest things ever. Like the basketball star LeBron James tried to claim, as in copyright, and therefore own, the term Taco Tuesday. Like, he's not even Hispanic. Ba-ba-ba? Huh? Yo, Taco Tuesday is now mine. Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, it just strikes you as gross. It's like, stop trying to own language that people just say on the day-to-day. That's not cool. Like, fuck off. These are our words. You didn't invent the word taco or Tuesday. I get it if you like come up with a completely new word. Like if I came up with splurgel. Yeah, that's right, splurgel. How do you spell it? Work it out, it's pretty phonetic. Right, and I was like, I want to copyright splurgel. That's right, splurgel. It's the new craze sweeping the nation, man. Then that seems pretty fair. Like, I mean, I've never heard that before. If I Google it now, splurzel, and we all know how that's spelled, I get zero hits, meaning I believe it's called a Google whack, or is a Google whack when you only get one hit? It's one of the two. So splurzel did not match any documents. No results containing all your search terms were found. Did you mean spitzel, splural, shiploral, or sheplers? I didn't mean any of those things. I'm interested in some of those things. Let's see what spitzel or schleppers is. Schleppers is a boot company. Sheplers since 1899. And then spitzel is a head covering worn by some married Hasidic women. It's one of those partial wig with the hair on the front and then the, yeah. It's a type of wig, basically, for the Hasids. God bless them. Literally, God does bless them, I think, unless they're doing the wrong thing. And God's like, no, you missed the point. Which would be devastating. Come heaven's gates opening. Although, of course, heaven isn't really part of the Jewish tradition either. So they'd already know. If they're turning up at the pearly gates, dressed in their Hasidic outfit, they'd already be like, oh, there are pearly gates. Okay. So then, you know, the mind starts racing. It's like, now, are these the pearly gates of Christianity? Is it some other? Is it non-denominational? Is it a free-for-all? Am I going to see some crazy people in there? And anyway, they get in. There's no St. Peter. The gates are just left ajar. They wander in like, what is going on in here? There's no one at the gate. This isn't safe. And straight away, God's there. Boom. And he presents himself in a form that is acceptable to humankind's eyes. In this case, the form of a lemur. So God lemurs around and goes, you didn't get it, guys. You didn't have to dress like it was 18th century Poland the whole time. And they're like, yeah, but some very influential rabbis told us that we had to, and we just did what they said. We thought we were doing the right thing. But luckily, this lemur god, he's pretty cool. He's like, come in. You know, that kind of thing. That's what lemurs do, isn't it? I mean, they're definitely kind of ape. Noise a lemur makes. Let's have a listen to it. A lemur sound. Lemur sounds. 36 seconds. Jesus Christ. You're right. It's a ring-tailed lemur. Thought so. Called it. Let's play again. Listen, one more hint. Okay. You can hear this lemur half a mile away. The red ruffled lemur. Great job. Can you guess the next lemur? No, couldn't guess any of the lemurs. I'm not going to guess lemurs. Lemur sounds part two. Quite tempted. But no, not going to click it. It's from the Duke Lemur Center, which, you know, as we all know, is probably, I don't want to say definitely, but probably my favorite lemur center. It's in the top three, you know. But anyway, God the lemur. Again, that might be a Google whack. See, that might be the kind of thing I could copyright, right? God the lemur. Because, I don't know, like, it's a unique combination of things. This God the lemur gets 5 results on Google. Where are they together? God the lemur meme? Where? That doesn't work. Oh, God the lemur. Artist, oh, God the lemur. Ooh, okay. The Bacchus Club. Chapter 2, Arena, So Furry. SoFurry.com. What is that? Is this an internet thing for furries? Oh, please let it be. The home for artists and fans of the anthropomorphic arts. We believe that all types of furry creativity are precious. in freedom of choice and the uniting power of our common interests. We believe in you. Come join us. Share your artwork, animation, stories and music with all of us. Enjoy the work shared by others. Buy and sell commissions and build your own community groups with their own forum and chat. So that's sofurry.com. It seems like a great place on the internet. But here we go. The Backers Club, Chapter 2, Arena. Here's Chapter 2. Trying again. Here's where the smut gets going. So please enjoy. Oh, God. Are we going to do this? Let's do this. Wow. What have we gotten ourselves into, baby? Ryan said, rubbing his head and chuckling. Something wonderful, that's what, Morrill answered. You're all right, Morrill. You'll fit right in, Irene said, smirking as she got up as well. Oh, you bet I will, Birdie. I hope I fit in you. Oh, I hope I fit in you too, he winked. Bleh. You'd be surprised, she winked back. The human chuckled. Now what? Oh, Jesus Christ, this is terrible. What the fuck is this? This is really long. Let's get to the lemur part. Oh my God, the crowd counted down and the lemur began his work, unable to do a lot more than a lap and suckle at the massive girth. No idea what they're talking about, but probably. Oh no, the ringtail spelt. The ringtail spent his next several minutes alternating between teasing the horse's head and tickling his urethra with his tongue, and despite the quick and shallow breathing, the stallion stood firm. His climax was announced as he let out a loud neigh and a torrential load, drenching the lemur from head to tail in white. A few moans were heard in response to the one-man bukkake on stage, including one the boys found to be very familiar. Why? The now albino lemur took a step to the side while applauding too. Oh, letting his sucky enjoy his spotlight. Oh no, sucky.
Hello there. Sorry to interrupt your regular programming. At this point in the recording, we had a little bit of a crash as I'm trying out some new recording techniques and they went tits up. So, without any further ado, back to the bliss of the abyss.
22212, yeah, that's good. Okay, back where we were in the show. Sucker, sucky, oh my God. Jesus Christ. And I haven't even found where the lemur is. Oh my God. Okay, right. Okay. Oh God. ... The lemur said, I see, said, letting out his pants and moans as he feels his maleness being efficiently milked by moral swallowing motions. I feel sick. He held off bravely for surprisingly long, but giving up at 3:36, shooting his seed into the orca's eager gullet. Oh my God. Oh, oh. I never want to read the words eager gullet again. So what is this? This is like, oh my God. Oh, it's, so it's like fan fiction. And what happens is, it's like different animals having a suck-off contest. A suck-off contest. I do apologize for this week. I didn't mean it to go down smut lane. Jesus Christ. Who do you think wins? I mean, who are the contestants? Oh my God, it's so gross. It's really long as well. I'm talking like, it's called the Bacchus Roulette. Oh, wow. Oh my God, oh, it's really long. I'm talking like it's thousands of words. Are there any comments? One comment on it. Oh, this person took so long to write this filth. One comment 5 years ago. From Wacy, holy cow, this was hot. I'm sad it didn't get any comments or love. I really want to read more from you, especially this series. I hope you come back and post more. Should we see if they posted more? I'm not going to say who this is. This is from 2013. Oh, back when the internet was a bit more of an innocent place. Gosh, this person, I think, gave up writing. No. Well, greetings from a fellow zoophile. I'm really sorry about where this podcast has gone. The reaches of a dream. Shall I see all his stories? Her, his, her, don't know. I have to create a profile, which I am not going to do. How did I get here? I just wanted to look up God the Lemur. Okay. I guess I can do God the Lemur. I guess that's mine, is what I've learned. So, yeah. How did I get onto that? I know how I got onto that. Because I was talking about copyright, right? So if I wanted to copyright God the Lemur, it looks like I'm probably okay in terms of as a brand. Like, it doesn't look like anyone else has got there. God the Lemur. And he's like a lemur, but he's God. In case that wasn't immediately clear, you asinine bastard. This does sound much better in this little cardboard egg box. Freedom. So yeah, so that got me thinking about some more egregious cases of copyright. And so I'm going to check now for the most outrageous copyright cases of all time. The 10 craziest copyright claims ever made. At number 10, it's boring. Purring in a cat. Number 9, a photograph of a Star Wars action figure. I think you can see where this is going. Number 8, taking photographs of food. Now that's interesting. So in Germany, if you take a picture of your meal, the chef has a legal right to sue you and he will win. Because, as of 2013, German law explicitly stated, for carefully arranged food in a famous restaurant, the cook is regarded as the creator of a work. Before it can be made on public on Facebook, etc., permission must be first asked of the master chef. The law only applies if the chef puts a little effort into the presentation. Right, so McDonald's, you're fine. But hold on, though, because how do you decide what is a little effort and what's no effort? Like, what if you just slop some stuff on the plate and it happens to arrange in a picture of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? Then what? Going to sue for copyright from the Lord? From God the Lemur? creating a playlist on Spotify is actually, apparently, they settled the case out of court. I guess a woman's middle name. Let's have a look at this one. In 2014, a UK woman named Laura Elizabeth Skywalker Matthews. Well, I think she wasn't even born with the name Skywalker, so I think we can let that one go. However, it's a strange story. But it's hardly the only time someone's been sued for their name. Dr. Dre once tried to sue a gynecologist named Dr. Dre, D-R-A-I, on the basis that his name might confuse people into thinking it was him. The case went to court, where a judge had to explain to Dr. Dre it was highly unlikely anyone would make the mistake of thinking a former MWA member had given up the rap life and gotten into gynecology. Former NWA member... Is that the best way to describe Dr. Dre? I don't think we even really need to. Beats by Dre. You know what is fucking annoying about all of this stuff? Right? Is just people are so fucking greedy. Like, Joe Lycett is a great person to check out for these things. Because his show, Joe Lycett's Got Your Back, although he changed his name to Hugo Boss, I think I've talked about before, is kind of taking to account these companies that like use their big power to overawe the little guy. Basically, that's what they're doing. They're bullying using money. Bully. In 2016, Carol Highsmith got a cease and desist letter from Getty Images threatening to take her to court if she didn't take down a photograph shown above she'd put up on her own website. This was strange because she'd taken the photograph herself. and she'd put it in the public domain. Absolutely outrageous. The court ruled in Getty's favour. Oh my God. Well, she took them to court for $1 billion, so what do you think? They're going to sue in your favour? Anyway, that's the story of Happy Birthday. Oh God, the lemur. That's basically it for this week. No, I think I want to do a shorter episode. They've been quite long recently, and I think short episodes are good. You know, there's no need to drag it out chatting about bollocks. I'm free. So what I'll do, as I like to do some weeks, is leave you with a story. Now, this is a crazy story that just happened to me the other day. So Caitlin and I were in town on Saturday, baby. It was so hot. Oh, my God. And we went for a meal in the sun. It always seems like a nice idea, doesn't it? We'll eat al fresco. And actually, central London had like loads more outdoor dining because, obviously, COVID. What? COVID? What? COVID. 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 Yo, there's a disease called COVID. Blowing up, but it's not killing kids. That's why on the design, got the lemur, it's mine. COVID, what COVID, what COVID, what COVID. Love me tender. So back to my story. So we had lunch al fresco. My God, it was so hot. It was far too hot. And we were like, okay, let's go and chill in a park in the shade of a coolabah tree. So we did. And we went to this park and we were chilling, sitting outside in the shade. And it was really nice. And, you know, there were people just chatting around and hanging out, having a wonderful time, enjoying their weekend, as it is our God, the lemur, given right to do so. However, there was a local drunk who was fine. She wasn't accosting anybody. I would say she was probably 68. Let's go for 69, though, you know. Chinese. Grey-haired, wearing like a dishevelled clothes and trousers, and she had this, like, I think they call it a messenger bag, but like one of those satchel type things around her. And the police were like chatting to her, but in a very, very nice way, just sort of talking to her, and she was just nodding, and it was all fine, right? And so we were like, okay, right, seems cool. Anyway, just go back to chatting. And we noticed that there's like a group of kids as well in the park, sort of like 10, 11 years old kind of thing. And there's like five of them. And, you know, you can see the dynamic. There's this one kid, Dylan. He's the cool kid. He's got a mate with him. Let's call him Ronnie. Ronnie's a bit of a knob. Ronnie's got his jumper off and he's like occasionally trying to hit Dylan with his jumper and going, sit down, Dylan. And Dylan's kind of ignoring him or going, no, like, chill. And the girls are like all about Dylan and Ronnie can't handle it. But anyway, whatever. They're doing their kid thing and it's fine. And the police let the old woman go and she kind of walks into the park. She never walks fast and occasionally she stops and she, you know, boogies. She just goes, you know, kind of like shimmy the bum kind of boogie. So it's quite endearing. And she's drunk, but she's harmless, right? Or so we think. And so she passes by the kids and she kind of like, it's not yelling, but she definitely raised her voice at the kids. And was, you know, sort of in a kind of way that, like, if I was a parent looking on, I'd be like, gonna have to monitor this situation. And I was a parent and those were all my kids. No. And we were looking around. We're like, where are the parents? Can't see them. But I'm sure they're somewhere. And anyway, it's fine. And so the woman kind of shuffles off. And she does this. She seems to be in a pattern of, like, what she'll do is she'll shuffle around, do a dance, and then sit down somewhere, like random, like on a plant pot
or on a bench or on a table or just on the ground or just whatever. She's living a free life, obviously very drunk, two bottles of beer in her hand, which, again, fine. But occasionally she'll sort of interact with the kids in a way that's like, ooh, okay, there's an edge to it. Apart from that, she seems chill. So she's walking around, she's drinking, and she's getting a little bit more belligerent. And so occasionally she'll start to like shake her fist at people if they walk past her. And shaking a fist in a way like the middle knuckle, the fuck you finger, is out a little bit. And it's like, rah. But it's, again, she's a small, unthreatening old lady. So no one's particularly scared by her, right? So she's just kind of shaking her fist with her knuckle, kind of occasionally shouting. At one point, she kind of starts to walk a bit towards us. And I'm like, Caitlin, just don't make eye contact, we'll be fine. And there's a guy lying on the park listening to tunes. Listening to my tunes. What tune are you listening to? You know that Corona tune? And she kind of goes up to him and like gives him a kick. But like, you know, it's one of those kicks where like if you were trying to like shimmy something over, it's like that. It's not really a kick. It's more like a like shove, a push with your foot. Kind of shakes her fist and gives him this kind of kick. And he like... I don't know, he kind of half laughs, half is like, is this trouble? And then he starts filming her. And turns out this was a great time to start filming her. Because what she does next is she walks over to the fountain. And she opens up her bag and she pulls out this like flimsy bit of paper, holds it up to the sky, and it kind of like glints in the air. And she like puts it down onto the fountain. And then she takes out another one. And she shakes it around, puts it down, and then she takes out like a handful. And I'm like, is that cash? And she just has a wad of 20s. I'm talking like loads of money. And she starts going, money, 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 love me tender, money, money. She doesn't do that bit yet. That's a little sneaky peeky where the story's going. And she just keeps, and I'm talking about wads of cash, like 300-400, just money everywhere. And sometimes she'll like pick it out of her bag and like scrunch it and chuck it onto the fountain. Sometimes she'll take a note and like wave it around, trying to get people's attention, going money, 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 money. And this guy's still filming. A few people have not noticed, but like, we've definitely noticed. We're like, this is the show, right? Because we're not allowed to see anything anymore, so this is our entertainment. And yeah, to be fair, I'm not making light of the fact that she was probably... I mean, we were theorising, like, what's her story? How's she got this far? Is she got mental problems? Is she just drunk? And, you know, various theories, I don't know. Who knows? But it was weird to just see her keep on pulling out wads of cash. And then she'd kind of, like, walk away from the cash and then kind of walk back. And kind of like mush it around and swipe some off onto the floor, and there'd be money everywhere. And then she'd slowly start putting it back into her bag. Money, money, money. Do a little dance, shake her fist, do a little dance, walk on, sit on the plant pot, get up, shake her fist. Money, money, money. Love me, tender. So, really, really kind of like a one woman variety show. Anyway, she starts to sort of go. And at this point, the mama. One of the mamas has decided enough is enough. It's time to get these little gosling kids out of here. Mama Goose goslings. She's like, let's go. So she kind of guides them past the woman who obviously shakes her fist. That's a classic move. And they leave the park. And the woman starts to sort of go after them. And she gets to the steps. She goes down a step, does a little dance. Down another step, does a little dance. Turns around and kind of does, I think in yoga they call it fire breath, where you go like that, and like does some stuff with her hand to like one half the park, and like starts talking, you know, in a kind of, not just in a normal way, but in a kind of like, I'm cursing the people on this side of the park way. Like genuinely, she looked like she just laid a curse. And we were like, okay, probably like she's going to go now. Instead, what she does is she lies down on the steps, starts taking out the money again, starts doing the money song, money, 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 money. And at this point, the guy who was filming, who had left, he comes back, sits on the steps and gives her a big 2-litre bottle of water. And it's just like, you know, there you go. And they become like buddies. And she's just, you know, pulling out loads of money, right? And then she starts doing the thing, scrunching the money, put the back, hundreds of pounds. And we're like, oh my gosh. Right. And then she starts to sing Elvis. Love me tender. Really belting it, it has to be said. And I mean, I'm not, look, who am I to judge? I'm hardly the world's best singer. I'm in the top 10, but I'm not the world's best, am I? Love me tender. So she's belting out Elvis. She's got hundreds of pounds. She's being filmed. I know this guy's not filming her anymore, but she's drinking some of his water. She's drinking her booze. And then you see the police coming back. And I'm like, oh, God, are you going to catch her with the money? And she kind of clocks it. And she's very chill, actually. Like, she puts the money away, but not in a way of like, she's not like scrambling to get rid of it. But she gets rid of the money. The police come. They chat very nicely to her. They chat to her friend, the water guy, who has headphones in the whole time. Side note, what is it with people who keep their headphones in the whole time? Even when they're talking with people, like when they're interacting in a shop, they just keep the headphones in. And it's like, I don't know, is that me or is that rude? Like, fucking at least take an ear out. Ugh. Love me tender. Yeah, and eventually she is levered up from these steps, which are the only entrance in and out of the park. So everyone who comes in and out gets the shake fist, love me tender treatment. And off she went. And that's all I've got to say about that. Story time is over, my friends, as is this episode. And if there's one thing I will say to you, it is my first birthday was as a potato. I love you all very much. Some of you I like more than others. Hey, that's just life. But you know what? You're all trying your best, except for you, William. Back your ideas up. Oh, God, the lemur. Keep well, keep safe. COVID is still here, but it's on its way out. It's going to end. It's going to end. Life's going to go back. Life's going to go back. We're going to be able to kiss. We're going to be able to see songs outside. We're going to be able to go to the theatre, inside, live comedy, bowling park. Bowling parks? That's not a thing. Bowling alleys. Football matches. The theatre. The cinema. Everything will be back for Christmas. I love you. Stay safe. Bye. Thank you for listening to the show. That was The Bliss of the Abyss. All music provided by the incredibly talented Nils Hennis-Steer. If you have anything you'd like to say, positive or negative, send it to theblissoftheabyss@gmail.com and I'll see you soon.
I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night. Talk to you then. Bye.